Okay. We're towards the very bottom, the Mai Osh. In the Pasuk in Iyov before was mentioned, there were three, I don't know what you call them, the zodiac signs, three constellations, Osh, Ksil, and Kima. Ksil and Kima we've discussed, if you remember. Mm-hmm. Kima is the cold one, that's Tle, I don't know what they call it in English, and Ksil is the hot one. Okay, now what's Osh? Who's Osh? Or maybe Yuta. It's called Yuta. My Yuta, what's Yuta? So I mean, some said it's this, not, now, in the signs of the zodiac, the Tle, right after the Tle is the bull, Taurus, I think they call him in English. Oh, the Tle, okay. The Tle, what do they call in English? The Tle, I don't remember. It's a lamb, they have a name for it. So right after the Tle, you have the bull, the shore. Okay. So the Machlokes here is this Osh, Yuta, whatever you call it, is between this and this. Is it the tail of the Tle, right, or is it the head of the... of the thing. Amin loz nav atlev, amin lo resha de'egla. Umistabro, kiman dom is nav tle. Makes more sense to say that it's the znav, the tail of the tle, the chsiv. We have another posuk in Iyov, v'ayish, that's osh, al boneo tanchem, you'll console her for her children, meaning she lost something. This osh lost something. Now what's going on? Al mochaseir, she's missing something. Now let's see what's missing. Umischazio, the tail of the lamb looks kitarfa de torif. It looks like something that was banged together, meaning it looks like something that was missing, and they banged it together with a hammer. So apparently the tail of the tle is missing something. So it makes sense to say Osh is the tail of the tle, because it's missing something. Oh, v'hayda az labasa, interesting gemara. Again, I don't pretend to know what this all means here, but v'hayda az labasa, why is the tail going right after the kima, the rest of it? The omrlo, she's saying to him, her, havli bona, give me back my children. Why? What happened? Shebesho shakol jiboruch hu bikesh lohovi mabul lo'olam, then, by mei noyach, when he brought the mabul, how did he do it? Not al shnei koichovim mikima, he took out two koichovim from kima, v'hevi mabul lo'olam. We'll see in 1 second. Now, ukshabikesh l'sosu, when he wanted to close it up to stop the mabul, not l'shnei kochov me'ayish v'sosmo. He took two kochov from the ayish, from the tail, and put it there. That's why the tail is always fine. Give me back the two you owe me. Let him put back the two he took out. Since we had at the very beginning of Bros, ein abor mismala michul yosu. You can't fill a pit with the dirt that you took out. It'll never quite refill it. Inami en kateganas sanega. The two that went out were prosecuting attorneys. They are the ones that brought down the mabul on the world. They can't then stop the mabul. You can't use the same force for both. Yeah. Hashem had to take two from here to replace them. Let him create. Two new, that's not a problem by Kodesh Baruch. Let him create two new things. Ain't kol chodesh tachas Hashemish. Posing well, once debris is over, Hashem does not create new things. He doesn't. Omer Nachman, Osir HaKodesh Baruch Hu, at the end, and Asad Lava, he will create two new ones. You'll console her. And again, they say, when we say that means now. There'll be new things going on. Now, this is an interesting thing. It says when he brought the marble, he took two stars out of Kima. Now, if you remember, the marble was hot water. The Gemara says they didn't have Eberoyskum and Hashach, they were punished with hot water. Says the Goyin, Kima is the source of cold, we learned. In order to bring down that kind of heat, he had to weaken Kima. So he took two stars, I mean he weakened the source of cold, thus allowing Ksil, the heat, to overpower the cold and bring down hot water. The Mashal says the exact opposite. Faket, he brought hot water out of Kima. He wanted to show them that he's turning over the whole natural system for them. He's going to bury them in hot water coming out of the source of cold. Okay. Allah's voice. Now the Mishnah says, I'll go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah listed five things that we make, Koichu Gvorosa Moli Oilam. Zikin, we had the first one, that's the comet we had yesterday, shooting star. Now we have Zvoyos, Reomim, Ruchos, and Brokim. So let's see what these things are. Vala Zvoyos. My Zvoyos. What is Zvoyos? Amrev Katina Goyo. An earthquake. Rav Katina Habako Ozlburg. Rav Katina was going on a road. Kimota Pisho de Bei Ubatamya. He passed by the house of Ubatamya. Ubatamya means he was a person who did sorcery, kishif, with bones. Tamya means bones. They have a fancy English word for it, a neck. Correct. They would take bones of the dead and bring up ruchas, the bal ov yadoni. Okay. This guy was a professional, Ubatamya. Punked as he's passing by his house, gonach goyo. The Rashi says a very strong earthquake, a double dose, a very strong earthquake. Oma said, Rav Ketino, miyoda Ubatamya hai goyo mau? And Mr. Ubatami, do you know what's going on? Well, why is there an earthquake all of a sudden? What's going on? Roma lekolo. So the Ubatami, he raised his voice. Ketina, ketina. Am I loyadana? You think I don't know? Of course I know. What's an earthquake? Very interesting. B'shua shakodesh baruch hu zocher es bonov. When Hashem remembers the yidden, the children, sheshruyim b'tzar, b'enum aslom, that they're suffering, moirich shnei dumos liyam agodl, he drops two tears. They fall into the ocean. V'koylo nishram v'soifol, but that's an earthquake. That's what he says, an earthquake. V'haynu goy, that's an earthquake. Omrev ketino, uba tam yekodevu, is a liar. Umile kedivin, his words are not true. If he would be right that an earthquake is caused by two tears, goya goya mi boy, there should have been two shudders, two tremors. Zogdimah v'loihi, it's not right. Goya goya over, it really was two tremors. And what Uba Tamya said was valid. However, Rav Ketina was afraid that if he will validate Uba's Tamya, Tamya Shtikel Torah about the earthquake, people will take him seriously. He didn't want people to pay taking Uba Tamya seriously. So lo higua gua of it really was a double. Why didn't he admit that he's right? People shouldn't follow him. Okay. The Rav Ketina Dideyom, Rav Ketina himself had a pshat in earthquakes. Now Ashur points out, the Gemara just said that Uba Tamya was right. Rav Ketina, when he said it was wrong, was playing a game. He just didn't want people to think, but truth is, what Uba Tamya said was right. So what does Rav Ketina have to give another pshat for? He knew that he was right. I'm not sure if Rektus. In Rashash says, not such a terrible thing. We find often in the Gemara, the Ibo Yisema, two pshat. Nothing wrong with the first pshat. You can have a second pshat also. Rav Ketina Oma Sipe Seife Kapov. You know what it is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing when he's troubled by the Yidden, quote unquote. He gives a clap of his hands. That's an earthquake. Where do you see that Hashem claps its hands? Apostle Gini Cheskel. Gamani says Hashem, Aka Kapi Al Kapi. Vani Choy Sicha Mosel. Calm down my anger. Reb Nosson Oimer. Anocha Misaneich. Earthquakes are groans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema. Vani Choy Sicha Mosel. Bom. Vini Nechemt. He Nechemt. He Nechemtoi. He Nechomti. That's the word. V'rabbonan Amri, it's all very similar things. Boyet Berki, it's when Hashem kicks the sky, the Shemaim, that shakes up the world. Shenema, hey Dod, Hashem says, hey Dod. It's a cry that the great press, it said, Kedorchim Yana, El Kol Yeshua. He says, hey Dod, like those who press, well, I mean, he stamps down on Rokia, that makes an earthquake. Ravacha by Yankiv Omar, Doichekes Raglov, Tachas Kisya Kovet, he moves his feet around under the Kisya Kovet. The Shemaim is what he sits on. His footstool is the earth. So when he moves his feet under the Kisei HaKovet, he's basically shaking up the earth. Okay. You got to make a broch on earthquakes. What's Re'omim? That's thunder. Where does thunder come from? My Re'omim. What's that? What is thunder? Omar Shmuel, Anoni Begalgelo. It means clouds are bumping into each other, you know, colliding. Shenema kol ramcho ba galgal he iru brokem table rogzo it shook up a tira shor it's made noise. Rabbonon amri anoni de shavchi mailah, it's one cloud is pouring water into the other cloud that makes a rumble. Shenema lekoil the noise titoi amoin mayim bashomayim. Ravacha ba yankiv omar, you know what it is in tasat nazach barget kif barko is lightning, strong lightning. Deborik ba'anono, it hits a cloud which has ice in it, hail. Umit bargzize de barzo, and it cracks off pieces of barda, of hail. That's the noise. Ravashi Omar, anoni chilchule mechalchale, there are hollow clouds. Vosi ziku menashi vapumayu, the wind blows through those clouds, that makes the noise that we hear as thunder. Vidomi, it sounds kiziko alpumdoni, like the wind going over empty barrels, a similar thing. You'll get sort of a sound. So you have come up shom zogdim stabrik ravacha by yankiv. Why? Rabbi Yaakov Yankiv said, where does thunder come from? Because the lightning hits the clouds, breaks off a piece of bore. Zogdim stabrik that way, because we see, in fact, that's what happens. We see the lightning, then we hear the thunder, then we see the rain. Then we have the rain. So it makes sense to say, the Gemara says, that that's what's going on over here. That the lightning hits the thing, that cracks it. So first you see the lightning, then you hear the sound, and then when it cracks it, the rain comes down.
Why is it? It seems like for the lightning and thunder, they're giving more scientific explanations, and for the earthquake, yeah, and they're giving more anthropomorphic.
Because they had the,
explanations. No, I'm just saying, in other words, they're saying...
Yeah, I hear. Like he just I don't have an answer for you.
Do you know the concept? Also, I'm just thinking the concept of sound travels slower than light.
Right, yeah, for sure. We see, of course, you're lightning before you hit a thunder.
I'm just saying, they don't seem to say that concept.
So they say, what do you mean? The Borik Barko, Umanahami Anoni, Vosimitri.
First
you see the lightning, then you hear the thunder.
Do we see it or it happens?
No, we see it. No, right, just clearly. No, that they know. That they know.
I mean, maybe it's the earthquake is a more destructive force.
So they need more of the anthropomorphic than the
retribution of Hashem,
maybe.
As far as it just being a scientific.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have an answer here. Yeah, it's an interesting point. It's interesting. All of the ones on thunder are physical.
Right.
Correct. Good point. I don't know. Val haruchas. Now, this is an interesting thing. If this wind will make a bracha, we don't. Is anyone say, my ruach, what kind of ruach? I'm by zafa. Zafa means a very strong, a tempest, you know, a very, very strong wind. I mean, the Yerushalmi, the Rotterdam means Yerushalmi, that if it's not so strong, you make most of my sabresh. It's not kerechu grosso molerelo. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't know what it means, strong wind. So he advises always making osam isabresh because we don't know what's called strong. And there's a Mogen Avrom that says a strong wind means it can be heard all over the world. I don't know we have such a wind. And they're not clear what it is. Gemiri, we know we have a Kabbalah, the Zafa Belaila Lohavi. There's no storms at night. No, this type of storm. Mashiach says Sarachmonis, because if it come at night, people wouldn't be able to deal with it. In fact, we see storms at night. They started by day. They'll never last 2 hours, too much. Baita says Mashiach, it'll be too much. Two times, I mean 2 hours tzara. You know, it wouldn't last that long. Ivo Kachazina the Koi, we see it, that there are storms the last 2 hours. The Mapsik Beni Beni. They're not some sort of a break there. Okay, so we've basically run through the four in the Mishnah. Zikim is shooting stars, more or less. Zvois is earthquakes. Ramim is thunder. Ruchas is a tempest wind. The last one, Brokim. My Brokim, Omer Rova Bark. Now, here's very interesting. What's going on with the order's okay, yes. What's Zikim? We didn't know. What's Voz? We didn't know. What's Ra'amim? We knew it's thunder. We wonder why it happens. What was the last one? My Ruchas. Which Ruch do you make up? What's my Brokim? We know what thunder. We know what lightning is. What's the more Shaila? What's the more answer? Lightning. What's lightning? Lightning. What's going on with me? My Borok, Borok. You know, Mashur learns what we spoke about the other day. We were speaking. The Gemara is telling us a chiddush here. The Mishnah says Brokim. The Mishnah is everything Loshen Rabim. So the Mashur says, the others I understand. Because it's very unusual to have a single, one thunder. It doesn't happen that way. A shudder, it'll be an after shudder. It's very unusual. So you say, but Borok, we do see one streak of lightning quite often. So I might have thought that when the Mishnah said Brokim, it means you only make the Brokim if you see two bolts of lightning. So the name, my Brokim, does it mean Barker? No, one is enough. And Allah, it is that way. If you see a bolt of lightning, you do make the Brokim. Only two bolts, I mean. Vomarova, Barki Yechido, single lightning, Ubarki Chivra, white lightning, Ubarki Yeruk, the yellow lightning, Vanoni, and clouds, the Salkun, Bekeren Marovis, that come up in the western corner, Vasyan, Mikeren Droimis, and they go down or they go away in the southern corner, Vitarte, Anoni, the Salkun, Cholabichan, Mutu clouds that can lie, Kulukashin, this bad simon. It's a bad, not good. Lamayin afkemina, what about it? Good, bad. What does it do with the weather? Can't do much about the weather. Let me boy rachmi. Signs like that means there's trouble ahead. Medav davenin. Vahani mili b'leili, if it happens by night. Avol b'tzafro, les behu mishosho. Tzafro, we don't worry about. Clouds in the morning are nothing. Omer shubay yitzcho. Yeah, period. Omer shubay yitzcho. Hani anoni d'tzafro, b'chlal. Clouds in the morning, les behu mishosho. They don't mean anything. They're sieve. It's like the cloud in the morning. That's an expression. He's using an expression to say your frumkeit is nothing. Kanan boike. Apparently, anan boike gonsh. Only if Pabul Abaye ho Amri Inchi, people used to say, interesting, kad miftach bebe mitra, if you open your door in the morning and it's raining, bar chamro, it means, what do you call it, bar chamro, a donkey, a guy drives a donkey. They would load up the donkeys. And they would take tvua and sell it. That was his parnos. He would sell it. He says that there was a folk saying, if when you get up in the morning it's raining, moich sakich, fold over your blanket, vigoni, go back to sleep. Because if there's that kind of rain, it means there's a lot of tvua around, you're not going to make money by selling, it's not worth it. Whatever it is, you see that rain in the morning will give good produce. Zog, they're going to loikash you. the kota be'iva, the kota banoni. Kota be'iva means it was a thick cloud. Thick cloud in the morning does mean a lot of rain, and it's good. But the flimsy clouds, kota banoni, and kolish does nothing. Okay. Agav, it's just interesting to know the chayodim. Shmuel said chayodim that heat lightning, you do not make a bracha. I'm not sure how he knows that. What they say, he says, "Mistabitin that heat lightning, which have nothing to do with rain and this and all this business, you do not make a bracha." You get it sometimes. You see heat lightning in the mountains. You do see it sometimes. Amr Reb Alexander Reb Shuben Levi, the famous Gemara, Nivru Ra'amim. You know why there's thunder to scare people?
Times no rain.
That's what he says. Heat lightning. Heat lightning caused by heat. You don't make a bracha. You know why there's thunder to shake up people, to scare people a little bit. Elif shayt akmimush, to strain out the crookedness of our hearts. Shenema v'olukim osa sheyirom. He did things that we don't usually listen, but he does send wake up calls. V'am Alexander yomeshim lehoroyes hakeshes bonon. You see a rainbow. Tzoro sheyipol aponov. Interesting. You have to fall down. You have to bow down to the keshes because it's a marek v'ed Hashem. Rashi says. Shenema kimara hakeshes hasheyibonon. V'ere v'epol aponov. Yecheskel says. Comes the Gemara and says, fall down, light the Elohim Arova, faket, in Eretz, they would curse a person who did that. Avada, because it looks like you're bowing down to the rainbow, that's no good. Shem the Melze, it looks, come on, the Soged Lakashan, someone's worshipping the rainbow. Avo bruch evare mevorech, a broch you have to make. My mevorech, boruch zoicher habris. He held you make zoicher habris. Bimasnita ton Rebbe Shom, nemon beviso kaim bimamoro. And we do both. Let's do both. That's how we do it. Baruch Zoicher Abrit, the Vov goes there. We do it out of Vov. Zoicher Abrit, Nema Berizo, Vekayim, Bemamoro. Alahor Valagwas. Now, this is very interesting. If you look back at the Mishnah, you had a problem here.
After storm, you see.
After?
A storm. Yeah. You see if a rainbow not to make the subject to the rainbow. Because it's only a natural thing from the sun.
I don't know. I can look into it. I looked quickly through the logs. I didn't see that. I have to look. I don't know. The sun is. I noticed that. Be aloha. I never realized. Be aloha is mesupik. Do you have to see the bow, shebo? What if you just see a shtickle like this? Yeah. Or do you have to see that shape of a bow? Is that a sofik there? Now, the Mishnah said that on the first five things, zikim, zvoyis, ra'amim, which is stars, earthquakes, thunder, tempest storms and lightning, you say keichu gvorosu moli oil. Okay. On horim gvoyis yamim and nahoris and midboris, you say oisa maisa brachus. So where is that saying? The first five are not oisa maisa brachus. They're not maisa brachus. Why can't you make those maisa on everything? Alohom gvoros. Otu kol hani, the first five, arash to love maisa brachus? Ninu. Vokzi broke lamot hosa. Om rabai kreich vitoni. It's a mistake in the Mishnah. It's not two pieces. It's nine of those things go together, and you say both brachas on both of them. That's how he learns. Kroich v'toni. Make the two cases of the Mishnah one. Rava says no. Hosom, meaning in the first five, see the difference between the first five, all of them are also my separations, obviously. The first five, though, make a lot of noise on a very dear pas. What do you say on a mountain? Kroich v'rosa moli oilam. It doesn't make sense. This mountain's not moli oilam. All the mountains together. Things like that. So that's what he's saying. The first five, the thunder, the lightning, right? Mivorich tarti. Bor shekorchem oleilum, voisa maisa breish. Now, Taisa says, and the Rif doesn't mean you make two brachas. You can make either one. If you see lightning, or you hear thunder, or an earthquake, you can make osa maisa breish. That's always good. But you can also make korchem oleilum. On the second group, you can only make maisa breish. Now, lahaloch, it's interesting. So it comes out in din, if you hear thunder, you can make either broch you want. If you see lightning, either one. Lamaisa, the meaning of the world is that on thunder we make and on lightning we make brace. Why that is, I don't know, but that's how the meaning is brought. But the emes is, if you make brace on thunder, or you make on lightning, it's a chayotze, it's no problem. It was just for some reason it became the meaning that way, but you have your choice on those. Omer Shuben Levi, Horoya Rikia B'Toharosa. Says exactly what it means. It means completely without cloud, something like that. I mean, the way it was originally. Omer Baruch Osa Maisa Bracious. Amosai, when is that? Omer Abaye, Ki Osa Mitra Kula Leila. If it rains all night, Ubetzafra Osa Istana. In the morning comes a north wind, clears it all out, Umigal Yulashmaya. Now you have a perfect blue sky. So they make a Maisa Bracious. Upligi the Rav from Bapavam Chizah against Rav Chizah. Amar Bapavam Chizah. Miyam Shechara Beis Hamikdash Lo Niras for Kibbut Arosa. We haven't seen whatever Kibbut Arosa means. We haven't seen it since Chorban Abayis, and that's how we are. We don't have this bracha today. Shenemer Al Bishomayim Kadrus. I'll clothe the sky in darkness. V'sakosim k'susam. It's like Hashem with the churban put the sackcloth on the sky. It's not, as we see a beautiful blue sky, that's not what a blue sky really looks like. It's going to be much bluer when the time comes. Okay, now, we're getting here into real astronomy. I really don't know what's flying here. Tana Rabbonon, Horoya Chama B'tkufosa. Now, Chama B'tkufosa, we know what it is. That's the Birchas HaCham. We had it a couple of years ago. Basically, it means that the sun is in the exact position it was by Briyas HaOlam at the same time, meaning Wednesday morning when it was created. That happens, they go through all the arithmetic now, once in 28 years. That we know, Chama B'tkufosa. Now, let's continue reading, we'll leave it out. Levona B'gvurosa, Kochom B'msiloisam, Mazolos Kisidron, Omer Baruch Osam Ma'isabreshis, Ve'ein Mashave, that's going back on Chama B'tkufosa. When is that? Omer Rabbi Kol Chof Cheshonim, V'hoda Marzev Enofa, Tkufas Nisan. When Tkufas Nisan, that's when the sun started, B'shapsoi, that's that constellation, it's Saturn basically, it's the planet Saturn. Be'urto, the Tlas Nagi Arba, the evening going from Tuesday into Wednesday morning. That point, the sun is exactly where it was at the exact time of Briyas HaOlam, it's every 28 years. Now, the other thing, this event, nobody knows exactly what it means. Nobody knows exactly what it means.
Why is it Levon of
the Big Vurasa? Yeah, there's 20,000 years, so some say Big Vurasa, the Goyen has here. The only one who explains it is the Rambam. I can't say explain. I know what it says. The Rambam says it means that the Levon, again, there's this constellation called Tle. I forgot what you call it in English, the lamb. It's when the sun, the moon, is directly under the Mazel Tle. And Koichom Zilos means when the five visible planets, Ray, come up in the morning, directly under Tle, not north or not south. I don't know what it means. I'll be honest, I just don't know what it means. Ilamaisa, Shulchan Aruch, it says that these brachas we do not make. And they explain, because we don't know when it is. We don't know what it's all about. We just don't know what it is. Birchas HaCham, we have the cheshbon. We're sure they work it out exactly. These we do not know what they are. If you look at the Artsko Gemara, they have a Psagan Tzavrichus on this. By honest, I don't get it. It has to do with the moon coming up directly under the constellation Tle. It's also Shchedesh Nisan. Tle is the first of the zodiac. It starts in Nisan. And it moves every day a little south, north, south. When the moon comes up directly under the Tle, around the Shchedesh Nisan, that's when this is. But the Rishonim say, we can't figure out what it is exactly. And the others are when the Kechom Siloisa means the five visible planets. Okay, I'm not explaining. I don't know what it means.
Why does the Chama, we're going by...
I don't know.
Why don't we do?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, the moon became smaller, maybe. But
yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Don't push it. Nobody explains it yet. The only one they keep on quoting is the Rambam. That's what he says. Those are the words that he says, that it rises directly under the constellation Tle.
You answer me what it means, but I said, why don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. On that, when the Luna is where it was then.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
what yeah. Yeah, there, Ben Yehuda brings it up. He brings a Beni Yosef and says, Mazolos Be'ita. What does it mean? Noida Lechachme HaKoichovim. But we don't know what it is. Amos HaKhoiz Lemokam Shoyu Shom Mishaz B'yos Oilam. He says that is, but somehow they knew when each constellation, when each star was exactly what it was then. But we have no Musig in the B'chalal, the Choranim say. So we don't make the B'chalal, says, so we don't make this broch anymore. Okay, if you don't make Yamagodl, Yamagodl gets its own broch. Rashi said the Mishkos of its chshivas. Now Yamagodl is a big problem. What it is? Most people say it means what they call the Akianus, which means by us the Atlantic or the Pacific, because that's all really one body of water. The Mechaber Paskins, it means the Mediterranean Sea. But most people don't hold that way. It means the big one. Now it said you have to see it leprokim ad kamo. Remember, it's Ashol Shemiyam, and that's all these royal brachas we add. You have to have a space of 30 days. Which is many of these brachos we stop making came out, because most of these things we see all the time. Now, it said if you see Nahoris, right, you have to make a brach. It doesn't mean every Rashi Tosfos said in the Mishnah already, it doesn't mean every river. It means the four rivers from Maaseh Bereishis. Gichon, Pishon, Chidekel, and Pras. In what Rabbanim state, it doesn't mean only those four. It means ribbons that are that big like those four. But there's one more knach here. You're making oysa maisa bracious. It has to be the way it was then. Any river that's been fooled around with by men, rechanneled, canaled, all this, you don't make the bracha. Now, already then, they had fooled around with the rivers, the Gemara says. Pras, agishra de bovel, at that point and above, omer brachos subracious. But below that had already been, and I would say, rechanneled, you can't make the bracha anymore. If you see it above, gishra de bovel, you can make it. And now, that was running by Abba. And at the time of the writing of the Gemara, they had moved up the river and had changed it, so you have to be further up river. Ha'idna, the Shanyua Parsoi, that the Parsoi fooled around with the river, it's mi Beishvor, it's only above Beishvor. Less is it now. Rabbi Yosi Omar, mi Idakira, even less Ula'el. That's Poras. Omar Rami Baraba, Harod Diglat, that's Chidekel. Agishra, the Shabistina, I mean, at that point and up again hasn't been changed. It's omer brachos mavishes. My chidekel. Meantime, what's the pshat? What does the word chidekel mean? Or Rav Ashi meim of chadin v'kalin. They're sharp. I don't know what it means exactly. V'kalin. Rashi says they're light. I know what it means for water to be light. They don't weigh much and they go down very easy when you drink it. Tovum lishtos. They don't weigh the body down. Chad v'kal. My poras. Pras, shemeim of porim v'rovim. They grow even without rainwater. It's Omar Rovo. Hai d'charifi b'nei b'chayzi. You know why b'nei b'chayzi are sharp? Mishum d'shosu maya d'digas. They drink from the chadekel. And that the water was sharp. I don't know exactly what it means, water to be sharp. But whatever it is, they did it. They drank it. So they were sharp. Hai d'churi. You know why they're red complexioned? Mishum d'misham shibi yamoma. They had tash mishamita by day. Zok the Rashi, therefore the children are red, kad mumis hayoim. They had a ruddy complexion. Behind the naidi einayu, this that their eyes move, mishum the diary base awful. Didn't have good lighting system over there, I guess. They lived in darkness all the time, so their eyes got out of whack. Okay. Alak shomim. The Mishnah says, on kshomim you make what brocha? It says, alak shomim, al psuris toivois, borach hatoiva meitiv. Now, if you learn Tainus, I'm sure you did the last cycle, Agadz Blat Gemorah, there's a special bracha we make on rain. Agadz Moda Manachalocha Kotiba Vetiba Agadz Samais. What do you mean you make Hatova Meitiv? Alak Shom Hatova Meitiv Mevorich. Alak Shom Hatova Meitiv. Omer Rav Abba Vamil Basnik Tatonah, Meimos Mevorich and Alak Shom. When do you make the bracha? Mishiyot Zachosn Lekraskala. Chosn Lekraskala, they explain, means that when you have a certain amount of water, puddles, when the raindrops come down, like a drop jumps up to meet it. When it hits, it jumps up. That's chosn likas kal. When you have that much rain, you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? My mevorchim, omer Reb Yehuda, moidim anachnu loch akol tipo v'tipo shoyradet tolonu. Reb Yochan adds even more. Messiah bo, ilofilo molashira kayom, enonom asfid nolos chasham lakein, adachve, borach ato Hashem, roiv ha'oidoyos. Okay? Now, meantime, the Gemara takes up the issue with this bracha. What do you mean, roiv hoidois? That's like you're saying to Hashem, most of the hoidois. What do you mean? Hashem is on top of everything. I mean, it sounds like we're cutting him down. Roiv hoidois. V'lei kol hoidois. Kol hoidois belong to Hashem. Omarova, ema hokel hoidois. Yitake shizem Hashem, hokel, and not roiv hoidois. Omarav popo, hilkoch neminu l'tavayu. Say both. That's how you finish your bracha. Roiv hoidois, hokel hoidois. Now, if you just said roiv hoidois, it would sound like roiv means the majority. You can't say the majority to Hashem. Once you say kel hoidois, then Rashi explains, and the Ramban, roiv hoidois doesn't mean, see, roiv can mean the majority of. Roiv can also be many, many. Once, if you just say roiv hoidois, it might sound like you're saying, I'm thanking you for most of the good things you did. That's not good. Once I say kel hoidois, then roiv hoidois means the many things you did for me. Not roiv like roiv, rotzi l'roiv echo most, but the many that you do. Now, why don't you just say kel hoidois and forget roiv hoidois? So Ramban says, because if we want to main a psich, and a psich was a kol tipa v'tipa. So saying roiv hoidois on all, every single tipa, all that many tipas you gave me. But if I just say roiv hoidois, it would sound like I'm shortchanging Hashem, only 80%. So I say kel hoidois, and now I know what I meant by roiv hoidois. Good, but whatever it is, you see from there that the bracha on rain is this long bracha, not at ovum meitiv. Velikashel, am I said shver, what's going on? Zogdik maloika hoda shoma mishma, hoda chozo merzi. If the bracha gemara in tainis, moidim anachalot, that's if you see the rain. But if you're somewhere else and you hear the psura that there's rain, then you say atova meitiv. Zogdi Gemara, the shoma mishma, hain psuras toivis. Shoma mishma, you heard there was rain. That's psuras toivis. The mishnah says psuras toivis. It's not psuras toivis. On baruch hametov meitiv, you have to tell me on rain. Any good news? If I'm a farmer, you tell me it rains. It says psuras toivis. You have to tell me like shomim. Zogdi Gemara zay eli idi veidi chozim elzei. Both are talking when you see the rain. What's the difference? Loikash hodos a purta hodos a tuva. If a little rain comes, meaning chosin lege kalo, then you say moedim. But if a lot, a tremendous comes, then you say atova hametiv. Ibo you say mo hova ho. This is very important. Hodo hodos a tuva. They're talking a lot of rain. Both. Veloikash hod the isle ara hod the lesle ara. If I don't have land, correct. If I don't have land, then I say hatoiv hametiv. I'm sorry. If I don't have land, right, then I say the broch on the rain. It doesn't affect me, but I say the broch on the rain. Hashem gave rain. If it affects me, then it's hatoiv hametiv because I had from it. Okay? Oh, so now you're telling me an interesting thing, that when I get something good, I say hatoiv hametiv, right? What did we learn in the mission? When you buy something new, what do you say? Now you have to leave out the next words, because those words are the answer. The answer we know is very simple. If it's something good for me only, I say shechayonu. If it's something good for me, let's say I win the lottery, I say atova meitiv, because my wife and my kids have from it, right? That's the answer. So if it says shalom shalchem, that's what the goyim takes it out. That's the answer. They didn't have those words there. They asked a simple kasha. You're telling me if you have land, you say atova meitiv on the rain. Adam understood why, because you got something good. But the mishnah says when you get something new, you say shechayonu, not atova meitiv. Loi kasha answers the gemara. Hod the isle shutfis, hod the lesle shutfis. Now we have to be careful. What does it mean lesle shutfis? The mishnah means lesle shutfis. There's nobody else there. I bought a house. I'm not married. I bought a new car. Then he says shechayon. Here it's isle shurfis. What does it mean isle shurfis? You have to be careful. Poshet pshandim, you would say, meaning this piece of land that I own, I have a partner in the land. The Rif says that. Most Yishayim don't learn that way. I don't have to have a partner in the land. Rain, by definition, is isle shurfis. Because not only I have from it, any other landholder has from it. It doesn't mean I have to have a shutuf in my land. I have a shutuf in the toiva by definition. You know, it's going to rain. That's only going to water my land. That's crazy. I mean, if I'm getting rain, then the rest of the world got rain too. It is automatic shutfis in the toivo. So you say atova meitiv. V'hotanya, not a kasha. Kotzo sheldova. What's the long and the short of it? Al shelohu omer. Bor shachem kiyonu. Al shelov al shachaveiro. Bor hatova meitiv. And that's the rule we always have. You buy a house. You're an unmarried man. You say shachayonu. You're a married man. You say atova meitiv. Because by definition, the mishpacha has from it. Always like that. Oh, Freg de Gemara, 1 second. You're telling me if there's no one else there, lo mevorech atova ametiv. That's what you're telling me. Aivu atanya, omru le, they told him, yolde ishto zochar. He wasn't there, he wasn't with his wife. He said, you know, your wife just gave birth to a boy. Omer vorech atova ametiv. He's all by himself. What else? Yeah, he forgot his wife. His wife has something to do. She also happy with his son. Toshma, interesant de Gemara. Meis oviv, they told him, your father died. So he got two bits of news over there. His father died, he just became a millionaire. He makes taka two brachas. On the fact that his father died, he says, Baruch Dayinu Emes. But he also came with $1 million. So he says, Shechayonu. Oh, no, let's see. Omer Baruch Dayinu Emes, Lipsofo Baruch Atova Meitiv. That's the most problem. Why Atova Meitiv? There's nobody else there. Someone says, well, hello, your father just died, you inherited $1 million. Who else is getting in it? So Gemara, Sanami, Diko Achi, Diko Yazbe. You know, I mean, talking about his brother. So when they told him, then he said to Reuven, your father died, it means he inherited, but his brothers also inherited. So there was more than one participant in the good news. So it's Atov, I made them. Enochanami. If a person is an only son to his father, and they give him the news that his father died and just inherited the whole estate, he won't make Atov, I made them. Like Shechayonu, Enochanami. Okay. Toshma. I'm drinking wine, right? And now they brought me more wine, a better type of wine. I don't make a no-bird pirogi often. I'm in the mill. That's not a problem, right? Even though it's better. Good. That's what we learned, but well, we didn't really have it a little bit. So if you go to another place, you have to make a new broch. Fine. Meaning I'm drinking wine number one. Then they bring me, a $30, $40 bottle $30 about wine. I don't make another bar pig offering, but I do have to make a toiv ha-meitiv. Some Rashi, Rashi Bam, it has to be better. Tell your souls, even if it's not better. Rashi, Rashi Bam, learn, has to be a better quality wine. No vaita. I'm sitting here drinking wine. Now you bring me a $50 bottle thing of wine after I get over meitiv. There's nobody else here. Vaita should be shechay. I don't know what it should be, but not that over meitiv. You're right. You're talking when it's people at the table. They're talking at people at the table. This is a very interesting question. The Tosis in many places deals with it. There's a special bracha when you get better wine. I told my mate, what about bread? Why not bread? Why not apples? I started out eating these apples, and they brought me now apples from who knows where. It's only on wine. Bossa. I'm eating a chveis, cheap meat. Now somebody comes with a sirloin steak. Sirloin steak when they went knocking. No such bracha. It's only wine. It Tosis here says that it's because wine is the only thing that we had at the beginning. It's soyed and misameach. It's the only thing. Tosis in Pesachim says it goes back to Haruge Beitar. Because they were mezabel, when they killed those Jews, they used their dam to fertilize their vineyards. So on them we make a tova meitiv, that those dead people, those corpses didn't smell. So therefore they cooked it up to wine and wine only.